Andrew is the Aussie bloke living in the US. Heather is the American gal living in Australia. Together, they travel the world sharing strategies on how to put your business on autopilot. Doing business online is no longer about having a website. To get more clients and take care of the ones you have, you will need a map. They've got it. So sit back and relax and welcome aboard. This flight is bound to autopilot your business.
Welcome back to Autopilot Your Business. My name is Andrew McCauley, and it is a pleasure to have you for another episode of our fabulous podcast. And as always, we've got the lovely Heather Porter on the line. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Andrew. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to us once again. We have a really exciting little show to talk about today, a little topic that everybody loves to learn more about, because this tool is the tool that can get you some serious income and business coming in.
Totally. And, you know, one of our clients, actually, one of the first things they want is this particular thing that we're talking about. And I guess you can introduce it. What are we talking about today on today's podcast?
Okay, we're talking about landing pages, what they are and why you must use these and how to use them as well. So big picture, what is a landing page? So a lot of people think, oh yeah, okay, great, I'm just going to sell stuff on my website. I'm going to build my website and I'm going to sell my products and services there. But with a website, you have a lot of distractions going on. You know, you may have, if you've set it up right, as per our past podcast, you'll have your Facebook like boxes and different opt-in forms and your blog and all sorts of things going on. So if you get somebody there and you're trying to, you know, get them to buy something for from you or do something with you, there's a lot of distraction and they might start clicking around and unfortunately even click off of your site and go somewhere else. So a landing page is an environment that you set up online that has one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to get the visitor to that page to do something. It can be to buy something or to opt into your list or interact with you in some way, but it only has one outcome, and it's to do one thing with you on that page.
So it's not a full-blown website, is it, as such?
Not at all. Some people call them mini sites or micro sites, but no, it's just more of a page, really, that has a lot of key little components on it to make it, you know, trustworthy and credible and make people want to say, yeah, I want this thing that this person's offering to me.
So if people out there haven't heard of a landing page before, is there another name that these sort of pages go by?
Well, I've heard people say sales pages.
Yep.
What else?
Squeeze page? Is that the same sort of thing?
Yeah, squeeze pages. Squeeze pages are like slightly different, actually. It's where you have the whole purpose of a squeeze page is to squeeze the person's name and email address out of them,
right,
to add it onto your list. So squeeze page is just giving away a freebie of some sort in exchange for somebody's contact details so you can build, you know, put them on your list and send them future communications. But a sales page is a little bit broader, I suppose, or a landing page in the fact that it can be a squeeze page, but it also can sell stuff or do other things on top of that.
Right. And a squeeze page, I guess, is the same sort of thing. It's a one-page sort of website as well.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, they're all kind of clumped into the same genre, I suppose, but just different terminology based on who you talk to.
Sure. Okay. So what are the key components of a landing page? Let's get the terminology right. What are the key components of a landing page?
And landing page, we'll call it landing page throughout this podcast, because if you think of it, it's as easy as this. You want somebody to land on that page and do something. So it's a landing page. Key components. So basically, a really good page that converts, and what I mean by convert is actually does the job. So either somebody buys something from you or gives you their details just for, you know, an opt-in for a free thing, has these components in it. First of all, it has up at the top a video, and the video can be, well, I mean, Andrew and I, we're both working on some different types of videos for ourselves and our clients, because sometimes clients say, oh, I don't want to be in front of the video, so what options do I have? So what would you say, Andrew? I mean, let's talk about some video options that you can do to put on one of these pages.
Sure. I guess the first one is obviously yourself, so you can use a, you know, anything from a mobile phone these days, a cell phone, because the quality of the pictures these days is getting really good, and they're only getting better. So, you know, your everyday cell phone could be used as a normal video of you. Now, if you don't, as you said, if you don't like being in front of the camera, then you can go and do things like create a PowerPoint presentation and use that as a video. You can now, these days, in most of the latest software, and I think back to even Windows or Office 08, you can even save your PowerPoint as a movie file.
That's right.
So, you know, you can put your keywords up there or some pictures of your products or your services. You can have you talking over the top of it as a voiceover and save that as a movie, which can be your sales page. And I've seen that done extremely well from a lot of really savvy internet marketers who do that.
Yeah, and it does work well because if you have any doubt in your mind that you're not good in front of the camera, then you don't have to be in front of the camera to deliver the message. I mean, one of our clients, they do eBay stuff, and they basically said, look, I don't want my voice and I don't want to have me because I just don't feel confident that people will connect with me. So it's, you can go on to, you know, Fiverr or other websites and you can get a voiceover artist. You get a PowerPoint presentation, and then you have this voiceover artist read the PowerPoint and then just turn it into a movie and just have some really cool little images in there, and that will do the trick just brilliantly.
Totally. So, and that way you can actually have a script for them to read so that you know exactly the words that you want to come out will come out, as opposed to being in front of a camera and you forget your words and you can't remember what you need to say.
Exactly. So video, and let's talk about a little bit more about the video. What should be in this video? So let's use an example of a more of a squeeze page format, which would be a landing page where you are giving away something for free in order to collect somebody's name and email address.
Right.
So what would you do in a video on that page?
Well, you'd want to have the benefits of why that person watching the video would want whatever it is that you're giving away.
That's right.
So you want to make sure that they've got the benefits. You want to grab their attention too at the start of the video, because you know if they haven't got their attention from the beginning, then you may find they click off and disappear, and you'll never see them again. So.
And there's a master of doing that, actually. His name is Frank Kern, and he's a big guy in the internet marketing space, and he's worked with a lot of other, you know, pivotal people. He always says when you start your video, you have to do something that really interrupts the person's pattern. So when they're coming to your page, they're thinking in their head, oh, gosh, here we go, just another sales page, just another place to give my details, get on another email list, and they're a bit skeptical to start out with. So if you can do something straight from the start of the video that sort of interrupts what they're doing and they are intrigued enough to continue on, that's what you want to go for. And that could be, you know, they could be used to doing something silly. That could be a funny photo. It could be a little story, something that's a little bit different from what else is out there on the net.
Totally. And I guess the other component that comes to mind for me straight away is a call to action. Something you need to tell the reader or the watcher. Yes. Something to do, like whether it's put their name and address in the box on the left or the box below, or click on the buy now button that's underneath this video. You need to really tell them what to do, because people will not know what to do unless you tell them. And it sounds like it's a simple thing, but I can tell you from experience, and I don't have to tell you, Heather, but tell the listeners from experience, that you will be surprised at how much that changes your opt-in rates or your purchase rates when you tell people what to do. Don't just assume they know that they have to click on a button.
It is so true. So an award-winning or award formula, I should say, the formula for your video is basically do something kind of funky at the start to intrigue people as to why they're there. Tell them who you are, what you have, what it's going to do for them, and then tell the person that's watching what you want them to do.
Yep.
So it's who you are, what you have, what it's going to do for them, and what you want them to do.
The way I remember it is it's ABC. A is for attention-grabbing headline, B is for benefits, and C is call to action.
Brilliant. Well said. Thank you. So if you do that in all your videos, regardless of if you're selling something or giving away something for free, then you will have a great video that's going to do the job.
Totally. Now there's one other way to create a video that I haven't spoken about, and that's using some third-party sources that can be free. One of them is called Animoto.
Yes.
And Animoto lets you basically upload some pictures, some graphics, some words into its site, and it will create the video for you. And it can produce some really effective videos. So animoto.com, I think we'll have that on our resource pages on our site.
Yeah, whenever we mention any links to websites, guys, we'll list these below this podcast so you can access them.
Totally. So Animoto is one that we want to that you may want to look at if you're not interested in doing the videos yourself.
Definitely, definitely.
All right.
Videos. All right. What else? What else is another key component on a fantastic landing page?
Well, I guess you want to have somewhere for them to either purchase or put their details in.
That's exactly right. And there's little tricks that you can do on these. So this would be either you have a payment button, which would be a buy now or add to cart button, or you would have the opt-in form, which is if you're actually just giving away a free thing and you want somebody to give you their details in exchange for that. So let's start with an opt-in form. So a really great opt-in form will sit on the top right-hand side of your landing page, just to the right of the video, and the video and the opt-in form will be the same height. So they look really nice and aligned and professional together. So in that opt-in form, there's a few little key points that you want to do. So you're going to, again, tell them what they're going to get. So, you know, get your free report, your free video series here. You're going to list a couple of bullet points as to what they're going to get out of it. Again, it's the benefits. It could be the same benefits that you've just talked about in the video, because not everyone's going to watch the video. We all do things differently. So you want the key benefits of what they're going to get. And then you basically have the name field, first name and email field. I strongly advise you of not adding any more fields in addition to that, because the more fields you add, especially when it's a new person coming onto your site, the less likely they're going to fill it out. And this is because they don't know you and they don't want to give you all their personal information. So ideally, first name and email, you can even just do an email as well. And then the last thing on that would be the button, the fantastic little button that you put down at the bottom of the form. Do not please ever say the words submit in that button. The reason why is subconsciously, would somebody want to submit to you? Not necessarily. So what you want to do there is get it now, get it for free, grab it now, you know, think of something that would reflect what it is. I mean, maybe it's a download that you're offering, download it now. So you actually put those words in the button. And then lastly, is to make the box look fabulous. So make that little form colorful, popping out, you know, nice red in the headline of what they're going to get. And then you have a nice little standout. This is where you go to enter your details box.
So there's a bit of psychology being used in a lot of this stuff, and I guess we'll talk about that a little bit later in the podcast, or touch on it at least. But you're talking about that submit button. There would be a fair amount of psychology used in sales, as we know that there always has been from the first minute somebody, humans, sold anything to anybody. So, you know, is there a place to learn about that? You know, what's the best way to sort of, you know, learn that sort of stuff? Is there an easy way? Is it just through trial and error and a lot of experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think speaking of psychology, I think modeling things that are working online is a great way to start. And to find out what's successful is oftentimes as easy as going into Google, typing in something that maybe is in your space of what you're trying to sell, and then see who's advertising. So actually see the little ads down the side of the search results. Click into some of those pages. They're 99% of them are going to be landing pages, and see what they're doing. See the buttons that they're using, because if they have enough money to ongoingly pay for ads in Google, then they're going to make sure that their page is doing the job, their landing page. So you can look at buttons there. We're going to have some fantastic samples as well that we're going to list on this page or where, you know, on our website, and you can actually we'll tell you as well what we like about the pages, so you can go and see the buttons on there as well. But model away. Find people that are spending money online. They're obviously doing something right.
How long would you say, and I know you and I have spent a lot of time in the study of human persuasion and human behavior. How much time have you spent looking at this sort of stuff, do you think?
Gosh, probably now it's been close to 5 years.
Yeah.
When landing pages became what they are today.
Mm-hmm.
and just talking to our peer group and our mentors and asking them questions. You know, that there's key things that you just try and stay away from, keywords like submit and sales and selling. And it's you're creating a conversation. So if you're sitting there with a friend and you're saying, submit, submit to get my advice, you'd never say that, but you say, hey, you know, get my advice or get my free report. Yeah. So you're chatting to somebody, and that's just what you want to keep in the back of your mind. If you wouldn't say it to somebody that you're hanging out with, don't put it on your page.
Right. So another question that's probably popping around the minds of some of the listeners as we speak is the fact that, okay, if somebody enters their email address and then their name and their email address, where does that go? Like, what happens to that? Where does it just go into the internet either? What's the story? How does that logically work for someone who's hearing this sort of stuff, you know, as a newbie or a first time listener?
That is such a popular question, and that question actually is the reason why so many people don't even think to use a landing page, because they don't know that these types of tools exist. And if you're just collecting a name and an email address, you just need an email platform or an email software, you know, email marketing platform to actually collect this information for you. And there's a whole bunch of them out there. There's AWeber, there's MailChimp, iConnect, iContact, the list goes on and on and on. And they all do basically the same thing. And what that is they allow you to build a little form in their website and to put that form on your landing page or your website.
Do you need technical knowledge to build that form?
No, and that's the beauty of these platforms. So they also have great tutorials on them, and step by step, anybody can go in and learn how to do this stuff. And they have. I know a lot of people that thought, oh my God, this is over my head. But within, you know, 10 minutes, they've done their first form. So yeah, you create the form and then you just basically paste the code in your landing page. The actual pasting of the code in your landing page is a little bit more complex because you want the form to look fantastic, and that involves the graphics and stuff. But basically, the same thing that all these email systems do is they allow you to create a form. Any of the data that's entered into that form goes into a certain list that you've created, and you can email information out to that list over time. And the very first, here's a great time to introduce the word autoresponder.
Okay, so, autoresponder.
Autoresponder. Autoresponders are emails that you set up in your list, in your email platform, that automatically go out when you want them to. So if somebody opts in to get, say, your free report, the first autoresponder you would set up is to go out immediately to give them a link to access that free report. Then you might want to write another email 2 days later that says, hey, first name, how is that free report? Can I help you with anything? Just, you know, email me back. And then you might send another email 5 days after that. So you can do these. These are email sequences or autoresponders that you can set up in advance and engage your list over time.
Wow, okay.
It's a great little tool. So that's all part of the opt-in form magic. And again, this whole list building and how you hang out with your customers via your email account is something that we'll talk about in the future, because it's exciting and it's a big topic in and of itself.
So one of the best things about autoresponder then is that you don't have to sit there and send out an email as soon as somebody opts into your list. It's all done for you, right?
It's all done for you. Some might say it's putting your email platform on autopilot, Andrew.
Oh, very, very nice plug there, Heather. Good job.
Yeah, no. So that's exactly right. It's automated. That's where things get really excited online, because you sit down, you write your emails all in one go, put them up in, you know, load them up into your platform, and boom, these people are getting fantastic little treasures from you on an you know, daily, weekly, or monthly basis in their email box.
Wow. Okay. Good. So let's shift gears a little bit then. My next question is, how do you tell if you're offering the right thing? How do you tell if you're saying the right words? Like, what happens? How do you check that? How do you measure what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. So there's something that is called, let me just take a step back. We'll start with the fundamentals here. How you know that is if you start with your page and you just see how many either purchases or emails you're collecting every week, And then you can go in and start to tweak little things. So you can change maybe the headline, which is the big, you know, this is what you're going to get sort of statement at the top of your page. You can change some of the graphics on your page over time. There's an automated system of doing this as well, and it's called split testing. And split testing is basically where you build a couple of versions of your landing page, and then you're able to have people that come into that landing page just on automation. They all see different pages. So it like rotates through basically. So one person might see page A, one might see page B, one might see page C. And over time, you'll clearly see in your statistics or how many emails you've collected that page A clearly is doing the job. So it's testing. It's really all about testing. And I don't want to overwhelm anybody that's listening to this, because this is where the complexity can come in, and also the fun of marketing and using the internet for your business. But really, you can just test it over time, and you can ask people, just say, hey, would you buy from me?
Okay.
Simple as that.
Sure.
But okay. There's a couple of other things too, actually, that are important to consider on your landing page that do the trick too. And that is credibility points. Mm-hmm. I call them credibility points. So basically what these are is picture yourself being on the internet right now, and you go to somebody's landing page. In 7 seconds, you have to make up your decision if you're going to hang around there long enough to either watch their video or read the copy on the page and do something with them.
Right.
So there's a few visual things that you can do to actually, in that first 7 seconds, make somebody feel at home, make them feel like they trust you and like they're willing to stick around. And these are important things that anybody can do on their page. So the first one is taking full advantage of the real estate up top, or the header or the banner, or the basically that graphical image right up at the top of your page.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to utilize this space well. And what I mean by that is, don't just stick a logo in there and leave it just as your logo at the top of the page. People buy from people generally, not companies, or they buy from brands. So you want to treat this space up top as a really cool little spot where you might have an image of yourself, your company or your clients. That's one thing. So think of ways you can personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is to list any media appearances that you've been in, you or your business have been featured in. So you'll put something up there that says as seen in, as featured in, and then you would list your media appearances. If you don't have this to start with, that's okay. But be creative. See if you can, you know, anything, any platforms that you've spoken on or events, anything like that you'd want to put there.
Sure. Okay.
Phone number as well. If you have one, phone numbers are fantastic, because in all of our little brains as human beings, we think, okay, they're not just a fly-by-nighter online. They have a phone number. They're real. They're business. So phone number is a really cool thing. Not that anybody's actually going to use it. And then testimonials. If you have like a little mini testimonial, or one of your most popular clients that has said something amazing about you, you want to put them up there as well. I've seen really good use of like a coach that has worked with people like Tony Robbins and other great speakers, and they actually put right up at the top of their page mentor to, and then they have photos of all these amazing people that they work with. So imagine going to a page to a coach, and instead of seeing just their name up top, you see mentor to, and it's all these amazing people. You think, wow, that's really cool. I want to know more about this person.
Yeah.
So that's an example of how you might use the top of your page.
Okay.
testimonials too, actually.
Uh-huh.
So that's sort of something in and of itself that you want to have on your page too. People do them in different ways. You can have a written testimonial with a photograph of the person, or a video testimonial from the person. You ideally want to have either a photo or video, because if it's just copy, if it's just a sentence, you don't know it's a real person. In your own subconscious little mind, you think, oh yeah, it's just another fake testimonial. So you know, you want to have that personal touch to that as well. Mm.
Cool. Okay. There's some really good ideas there. I love it. I love it.
So there you go. Yeah.
Well, then I guess, you know, we've got this page up and running. We've got, you know, the video. We've done the video. We've got an opt-in form and some copy and credibility points. And we may or may not be split testing at the start. But how do you get people to come and visit this page?
That's a very good question. The easiest way initially is to get it on your own website. So two things that you can do on your own website. If you have, let's use an example where, say you're giving away a free video training series. It's 7 different videos.
Uh-huh.
On your website, what I would do, and I've tested this as well with myself and others, is you basically can have a little banner that sits on your website that is just a still shot of your video that you're giving away.
Right.
So it's an image. It looks like you can click on the video to watch it. And people will click on that, and it will actually take you to the landing page. So you basically have a video and a little title that says, get your 7 free videos here. Right. And then they're going to go click on the image, and it takes them to the landing page, which is where you actually are doing your job by telling them that what they're going to get in the videos and then collecting their address there. Another thing is, too, is you can put free resources on your website, and you might have it as a drop-down in the menu there that says, you know, free training series. And instead of actually having somebody click on that and land on a page in your website, you actually have them click on that in the menu, but they're taken outside of your website into the landing page. Because remember we discussed a landing page is an environment. You are taking them to space where there are no distractions and they are only there to do one thing and one thing only. So you're better off using this landing page externally of your site rather than putting all the same stuff on your own website.
Right.
So that's the first thing. So if you have a website, you might as well start there and direct traffic from your website with both banner images and also linking to your landing page from other areas on your site.
I've seen a couple of landing pages, well, sales pages, but they've got other things like, Google AdWords and stuff on there. Why would that be a big problem for them, do you think?
Distractions, again. So if somebody comes onto your page, first of all, ads not used in great areas or great spaces can be both distraction but also piss people off, to be honest. I mean, they'll go on and go, great, you know, there's all these ads on this page. I'm not feeling comfortable here. It just does something to our psyche when we visit these pages. So
right.
Misplaced ads are not good. And again, the outcome is, what are you trying to get the person to do? Is it to get them to go to these ads, or is it to sell stuff, your own stuff? So you only want your own stuff going on.
Right. Yep. Okay.
But another thing too, though, with ads. I mean, we talked about the on-site ad, but you definitely, the easiest, quickest way to get traffic to a landing page is to do Google AdWords, Google advertising, and that's just because you're basically overnight putting an ad on Google, and when people type in, you know, say, I'll go back to the loose weight example, lose 5 kilos or 5 pounds in a week, and suddenly your little beautiful ad comes up on the page, you're going to get all this new traffic coming into your landing page. So that's a really easy way of getting immediate traffic, although, of course, you'll have to spend money to do that.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Then, so what else? You got something else?
Social media. Again, we're talking about an environment. You want people to come in and hang out with you on a landing page, get to know you, what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
So really great way of directing people to that is another place where people hang out. And that's anywhere using Facebook and Twitter. And, so actually here's a great point in time where we could talk about mini URLs and how do we actually talk about our landing pages in our social media conversations.
Yep.
How do we, Andrew?
Well, how do we? Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of different ways, but you can. There's a various. I guess some of the ways you can do that is ask questions. You can talk about why it'd be good for them to go and check out, you know, that page or that link. And is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
What would you say on your social media, your Facebook, your Twitter, and your LinkedIn? What would you actually say if you want people to go to your landing page? And I love what you just said. You can ask questions. You can, you know, what do you guys think of this? Or do you think that, whatever. I know that you're so fantastic at your social media and social media campaigns. So that's why I was thinking, are there any little jewels that you can offer?
No, I guess get them engaged. Like, find out a couple of things. Asking questions is a good way. And then put a link in there. Or put other things. Like, questions can be like, you know, as you said, do you like this page? Or, I think this is a great offer. What do you think about this? Or, you know, I can't believe this offer has been extended, or something like that, where it gets people's interest in order to click the link that's related to that post
or that update.
So you want to make sure that that's there. You can also put some pictures, or even results too are a good way to do that. You know, sometimes I've seen some great ones where people said, I use this system or I use this product, and I got some amazing results. Go and check it out for yourself. And they put the link there so that that people are curious about what it is that that you've achieved or how you got there, you know, and they click the link.
Yeah, that's a really great way. Any way you can create or pique curiosity,
yeah,
with the question asking, with saying, you know, my friend just used this, or it got these results, that sort of stuff. People are going to want to click on that, and then they'll be taken into your brilliant landing page.
Exactly.
The other thing too is what's really cool about Facebook is that you can actually put your landing pages on your Facebook business page, and in the tab there underneath the profile image on the left hand side, there's a whole bunch of little tabs, and you can actually say free video training,
mm-hmm.
and it can be your landing page that actually sits in your Facebook account as well, so people don't even have to leave Facebook.
Cool. Okay, so we've talked about those landing pages and ways to direct them. Can we show our listeners any examples of some good ones so that they get an idea of it? How can we do that?
We can, and we actually have a whole list of landing pages that we've tested ourselves using the split testing and just by, you know, monitoring them on an ongoing basis. And we have probably, I'd say, maybe 8 or 10 that I would gladly want to share with everybody that's listening, just to show you one of those. Actually, I'll do a screenshot and I will do little arrows on it,
uh-huh.
and I'll point out in a graphic why and what is so cool about that page, why it works, and then the other ones I'll just put as links so you guys can actually go and click on them and see what good landing pages are. These are going to be a combination of pages that are selling stuff and also giving free things away, so you get a good little sampling of the combination.
Right.
There's one thing as well that we haven't really touched on too much, and probably one of the biggest questions that people are still thinking right now is, well, aren't landing pages those really big, ugly, long sales copy pages?
Yes, they were.
Yes, they were. They're still around, and there's two sides of the argument. One side is that the long sales copy should be used, and the reason why is because, again, we all learn and pay attention in different ways. Some of us want to just read, really read into it and get all of our questions answered that way. And that's also why you have the video at the top, is because some of us, that we're put off by that copy. So if above the fold or right there on the monitor, the main space of the website, if you have your video, your headline, and your opt-in form or your sales button, then other people don't even have to scroll down and see the sales copy. They get everything answered in the video. So, I mean, I guess there's people testing both. I know people that just use videos. They don't even write anything on their pages. There's people that use both. There's people that just use sales copy. Again, it's testing. It has to do with your industry. People in weight loss industry tend to do the full sales copy because they can do a lot of examples as to why their product is so amazing. People that are more in the business space generally will stay away from sales copy because it'll just annoy their audience. So it has to come down to your audience.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's an important thing, because what works for one industry doesn't necessarily work for the other one.
Exactly. So this is testing. It's listening to your intuition, and most importantly, asking your market, asking a few people that are your clients and saying, hey, you know, would you, if you were to come on a webpage and buy these services from me, what would you like to see? Is it, you know, testimonials, samples, videos? What would you like to see? And just kind of poll and ask your market and see what they say.
Great advice.
Anything else, actually, before we start to come to a close about sales copy? Because, again, sales copy, I think we'll do a private or a standalone podcast for that, because there are incredible mentors, people that we work with, and that's just a topic in and of itself. But just something to get you excited about sales copy is basically how you think of it is you're telling them a story, you're talking in their language, it's about them as the person that's visiting your site.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to step into their shoes and just have a chat with them as to why this amazing thing that you have is going to help them.
Sure.
It's not a list of features. It's basically, you know, you'll have more freedom, you'll feel fabulous, that sort of stuff. It's giving the benefits.
And as I said, we'll get into that more deeply in another podcast, but sure. You're right. It's definitely not, it's not about you and your business anymore. It's about what that person is going to take from your business. So we'll cover that in a separate podcast, because I think we're running out of time on this one. Is there anything else that you want to just touch on about landing pages, or you think we've covered it all? I think we've done pretty well.
I think we have. For a big picture, I think the thing I will always say to everybody that's listening is, please don't let this overwhelm you. There are plenty of people out there that can build these pages for you and can guide you through the process. But again, if you have the map, which we've given you here, you can just easily take that, take this transcription that you get, you can download that at our site and give it to somebody and just say, this is what I want. The samples as well, I know that right now you're listening to this, you may or may not be able to visibly or visually see what we're talking about. So I really urge you to please go on to our page at autopilotyourbusiness.com /podcast and go into there, go into this podcast, and we will have all the links that we've just talked about for samples of landing pages. Because I really want you guys to see the good ones, see what is working. And I think that will inspire you to actually start using these more in your business.
Totally, totally. And that web link again was autopilotyourbusiness.com/podcast. Is that right?
You got it. That's podcast. The one.
Okay. So if you're looking for some resources, in fact, all of our resources from all of our podcasts are on that page there. Yes. So go and check it out and get yourself some great resources. All right, Heather, that was an awesome episode. That was really clear. Thank you.
Hey, what do we want to talk about next time?
Next time is what are we talking about? Maybe we're going to talk about some social media stuff next time.
I think we should. Maybe have some
fun stuff. We've done some pretty heavy lifting early in the piece.
Yes.
And I think it's time for getting some traffic to our website. We've covered the basics of a website and landing pages. Let's start building some traffic using those fun platforms like Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and Twitter and Google Plus and all of those. What do you think?
So excited. I love it. Yeah, this is where our clients and us get really excited as well, because this is where you hang out with people online. Andrew, what was the last stat that you heard for Facebook, how many people are actually using it right now?
Well, they've got I think they're just about up to 850 million people.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's ridiculously huge. They'll get to a billion.
Have some fun talking about that.
Yeah, they're planning to get to a billion pretty early in the new year, so that's a lot of people on Facebook. But, you know, like anything, Facebook changes regularly. So does Twitter and YouTube, and LinkedIn's been pretty consistent. But we'll keep you up to date with those changes. So if you haven't got too deep into Facebook, then we're going to show you how to do that and what to do and the tricks and the tips and the things to keep away from.
Yep.
Farmville is one of them. Keep away. Evil Farmville. Evil.
Yes. And wild ones. The other one, Wild Things or Wild Ones. There's a few out there.
A few out there. All right. So thank you again, Heather. That was great. And we look forward to seeing you and the listeners on our next one when we talk about social media.
Yay. And guys, please leave some comments and visit us on our Facebook page and ask questions. We really want to answer your questions. So anything you want to know about growing your business on the internet, ask away, please.
Autopilot Your Business on Facebook and Twitter.
Yahoo!
Go and check it out. Okay, catch you later. Bye.
All passengers and cabin crew should now be seated with their seatbelt securely fastened.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer speaking.
On behalf of your captains, Andrew McCauley and Heather Porter, we would like to thank you for taking the journey with us to autopilot your business. You are now closer to putting your own business on autopilot using the internet. Of course, if you would like to rack up some frequent flyer points, visit our website, www.autopilotyourbusiness.com, or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/autopilotyourbusiness. These frequent flyer points are totally useless, but the information is gold. Until we fly again, happy travels!